This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 3rd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 247.83, which was $3.31 higher, but it had been even higher than that on Wednesday. There were only 539 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, and it was about 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 244.43, and that was 97 cents higher. There was only 4,961 loads sold for the week, which was 510 loads lower than the week before, and the lowest number since the same week back in 2008. The daily cutout has rallied about $9.25 in the past 2 weeks, but the weekly average of all the sales, the comprehensive cutout, has only improved about $1.50 during that same time period. The daily cutout included about 1,075 loads out of the 10,400 loads that were actually sold during that two-week period, so those high daily prices did not have enough volume to carry the average cutout much higher. The formula sales, they were at 3,010 loads, which was 32 loads higher than last week, and almost 61% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported on this weekly box beef report, there was only 384 loads, which was 198 loads lower than the previous week. 94 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 290 loads were shipped overseas. Now taking a look at the primal cut trade, those choice, chuck, and round primal cut prices were about $3 to $4 higher, which is typical this time of the year. The choice loin was steady, and the rib was $10 lower. The rib price normally drops quite a bit after the beginning of December, and it has indeed done that in the last month. The most recent outfront sales were at 383 loads, which was 662 loads lower than and the lowest number in quite some time, which means those meat buyers are back to buying product hand-to-mouth. The cow cutout and the 90% trimmings were both about $2 higher. The cow cutout was at $236.35 on Friday, and the select cutout was at $3.71 higher. It was at $239.32, so the spread has begun to widen between the cow cutout and the select cutout. Now taking a look at the finished cattle prices, the live trade was $4 to $6 higher, and those dress prices were $7 to $8 higher at $265 to $266. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 31 pounds higher at 1,325 pounds, and that is compared to 1,274 during the holiday week last year, which makes it 51 pounds higher than last year. This will also set another new all-time record high, and it is at a time when weights normally start to slip lower. The percentage heifers dropped from 40% the previous week down to about 36% this last week. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending December 20th, it was 7 pounds lower at 892 pounds. And this is at a time of the year when weights begin to slip lower, especially if we have bad weather conditions. However, that is still quite a bit above the previous year, which was 871 pounds last year, and the five-year average was 858 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week at $8.51 on Friday, which would be just about steady compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.